Blog Talk Radio.
Big Brother is finally back!
If you like social psychology, if you enjoy entertainment, if you just like watching people be people in the weirdest place on earth,
Big Brother is just so big.
The house is bananas. The cast is incredible.
Thank you for joining the Big Brother Report. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. Brother ends on TV, we continue on. Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers. Rant about who you don't like. Tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. The Big Brother Report is the new word for all things Big Brother.
Holy shit! It's the Big Brother Report!
Welcome, everybody, to Get Real LOL, the Big Brother Report, Big Brother Canada, week nine recap. I am one of your co-hosts, Shady, and now let's go ahead and get this party started.
Corporate, approved memos, lead a workshop, remember birthdays, direct workflow, my own bathroom, micromanage.
Hola. Hello, Shady.
Hello. All right, guys. We got Cammy on the line. Now let's go ahead and introduce Claudia. Hey, Claudia.
Hello.
Hello, Claudia.
Hello, it's BB Canada time. I love it.
We're getting to the end.
I know.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. This is Get Real LOL's The Big Brother Report. We have a lot to talk about, but first I want to let you guys know it's not yet up on our website, but today we did post on our Twitter, which is at TBBRCA. We had a double Q&A with Willow and Bobby, and you could check out our Twitter for that. It was pretty cool because I got to do a one-on-one with them, and Willow spoke a lot about Sarah, and I really, really liked it. And you could just tell that she likes her, and how you want to take that is how you want to take it. Who are we? We're GetRealLOL.com, 24/7 All Reality TV. You can check us out there at GetRealLOL.com. You'll see we cover, over 30 reality shows. We have over 20-something Facebook groups. We have blogs. And if you want to join our Facebook group for Big Brother Canada, on Facebook just search GetRealLOL Big Brother Canada. We're also the Big Brother Report, which is tbbr.us. And there you'll find our spoilers, house stats. We have a live chat room. You have a link to our radio shows, our YouTube channel, and our 24/7 forum. Our 24/7 forum lets you know what's happening inside the BB Canada house at every minute of the day. We have volunteer updaters who do that, thank God. You can visit our website for that or go directly to getrealforum.com. And we will hopefully also have that for Big Brother 17.
Yeah, I think what number season it was coming up, didn't you?
No, I'm thinking about how much crazier Big Brother US is going to be and how many more live updaters we're going to need.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, without further ado, let me go ahead and bring on from Big Brother Canada 2, straight from the war room, he is Scott.
Feel it some type of way. Oh no, she better go.
Everybody, please welcome Scott.
Hello, guys. Happy Tuesday.
Hello.
How are you, darlings?
Oh, special.
Can
special.
You believe we've only got, like, one of these left or something? It's insane.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is
Time
insane.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, are they having fun? Claudia, our expert, our BB analyst, are they having fun?
Earlier today I went through our Facebook page and was just kind of looking at the different discussions there, and it's very interesting how split people are on this season.
Right.
Some people hate that there are so many extreme twists. Other people totally love it and say this is what BB is all about. So I think either way you slice it, we're having fun.
There's certainly a lot to talk about, isn't there?
There is. There's so much to talk about.
I tend to err on the side of the twists are great myself. Unless you're the victim of them, which I was, but I tend to err on the side of, you know, keep things interesting, because unfortunately, oh God, I hope nobody important is listening tonight. To this season, we needed the freaking twists, because I'm sorry, the house guests were a little sleepy this season and didn't know how to play the game, and we're too young. And the list goes on, but I digress. I think the twist saved this freaking season, in my opinion. But anyways.
You know, and I understand what Scott is saying. We never know who's listening here. We love BB Canada. Me personally,
yeah,
this season, the house guests were very bleh. Can we all say that? Bleh.
Right. Yeah, girl, we can say that, honey. Hashtag
wait, if you take the house guests and you put them next to BB Can 2 or BB Can 1, there's no comparison. I mean, you know, this season has been, you know, showmances, you know, let's get the tough guy out, and,
yep.
You know, I love rooting for the underdog. Everybody knows that, you know.
Yeah, me too.
There's still that rooting for the underdog, the underdog aspect that is still there. And there are a couple people that I hope will take it at the end. And I still watch. And just like Claudia is saying on the Facebook page, people are like, you know, some people are saying on the page, if you don't like it, why do you watch? Why do you comment? And I forgot who posted. I think it was Jason, and he put, because I just want a bitch. Is that okay?
Oh, my God. NeNe Leakes. NeNe Leakes said it best. If you watch everything I do, then you are a fan, whether you like it or not. And they are fans. That's why they watch everything that happens.
Of course.
Whether they like it or they don't, because we're fans.
I was talking about when I spoke to Willow, and I really think Willow likes Sarah. The interview, it was like a Q&A, but she had nothing but great things to say about her. You know, Willow was not my favorite people, but talking to her one-on-one, I mean, you know, that always happens, and you know that, Scott, when you get out of the house.
Yeah.
You know, it was a different experience for me, but I think she really likes her.
Well, you know what was funny is Sarah had more lovely things to say about Willow behind her back than she did about her own sister, Brittany. I couldn't believe that every time I see her in the diary room, she's kind of so iffy about Brittany and carrying on so much about Willow. I just was like dumbfounded. I was like, Brittany is your girl, and I hope she sees that. I'm going to tell her anyways at finale. I'm going to say, you better watch over for Sarah. No, I love Sarah. But,
now, what did you post in our Facebook group today? You posted something about a meet and greet. Are you going to be there?
Yes. Oh, girl. Are you ready for some dirt?
Yes.
Honest to God, I'll give you some dirt tonight because you've been so lovely this whole season to me. First of all, I do want to quickly say this in honor of Big Brother, and we do love them. It was a bit frustrating to watch at times. This was the season of the youthful house guests, right? And
yeah.
I think overall, you know, they really represented season 3 with those young kids. They wanted them all screwing around with each other and going crazy, and so they played that out. And sometimes it didn't go so well, but they, you know, in the end, that's the theme of it for this season. But on the Facebook page that I've been adoring so much this season, I did post about a meet and greet. So obviously we're going for finale week next week. It's a big week. We're going to be going to Niagara Falls. for the weekend afterwards, and some of the host guests, God love them, have taken upon themselves to plan different events and have linked up with different venues in Niagara Falls, and are booking us to do meet and greets at these various places. And here's the dirt, honest to God.
Okay.
Such a war last week because, oh God, this house is going to come out. It's very, very important for the nightclub to get it right, especially for house guests that have a sensitivity when it comes to not being on the poster. Right, Shady? Oh my goodness, those evil bastards at the nightclub left Nate, Allison, and I off the poster. Everybody on the poster from all three seasons, a pitcher, the whole nine yards, and Nate, Allison, and I. So, being the reactionary little diva that I am, because, they wouldn't have cast me for the show if I wasn't.
Right.
I was like, this fucking poster sucks, and I'm not shopping this poster around, because that was the deal. Shop the poster around onto all your social media. Everybody goes to this venue, and it's free drinks and all these other lovely things. And, I was really upset. Well, ooh, did that ever turn into a war? I had posted that, and clearly some of those women from my season were looking for an opportunity to have a dig at me.
Really?
And we had quite a back and forth over. Anyway, God love them, the people that organized it. They felt really bad. We had a lovely talk. They fixed the poster. Crisis averted. But, it's really telling. After your year, after your season, I think it's very important that you take that opportunity to really build a platform, build an empire, and let that opportunity stand for something in your life.
Preach.
And I feel like I did that this whole past year, and there were some other house guests that just went right back to their couch with their chips. and so, anyway, they couldn't wait to just have that little moment. I had that little post. It was a bit of a reactionary moment. I apologize. But Sarah and Rochelle and the whole a few of them. So it's going to be an interesting finale week because there'll be some of us that are not going to be excited to see one another. But sometimes that's how it goes in our lovely family.
Well, you know what? I mean, I would be pissed too if there's an event and I was on the show. I'd be pissed too.
Well, I've been working in nightclubs for 17 years. I don't do bars for free drinks anymore. I'm a drag queen. My whole body's a free drink.
I love it.
You got to get the billing right. I'm going for the fans and the Big Brother family. Like, I don't care about your stupid drinks and whatever else is going on.
Now, I'm looking at the poster that you posted, Scott. There's two house guests with a halo on their head and two house guests with devil's horns next to them. Was there a vote who was going to get the halos? And
wait, who has
the
devil horns?
The devil horns are Alex
horn.
From BB Can 1 and Netta, from the winner of BB Can 2. Well,
yeah.
Almost the winner.
The house guests that are organized.
Runner-up.
Are people going from season one?
Yes, people are definitely going from season one. The reason why they did that is because Alec and Netta were sort of the behind-the-scenes house guests who helped organize that. So I guess the nightclub venue managers or whatever, that was their funny thing between them. But season one, there's definitely some season ones. Emmett, Jillian, Gary, Alec, Peter, Suzette, Topaz, Tala,
is Liza going?
Liza's going, yep.
I love Liza.
I know, she is a troublemaker, but she is adorable. We've always stayed on
the
other side. So that's good. Yeah, I'm going to be staying at her place, actually, when I go to Toronto for the first couple days. And I'm bringing my boyfriend. He is over the moon excited. I don't even know if he's going to be able to contain himself. I figured it would be best to start a relationship with a fan because you can never go wrong with a fan. They will always do right by you. They will do whatever you tell them to do.
Oh, I love it.
Scott, when you're staying with Liza, I think the way that she's reacting right now, I think you're going to have to check her closets for Jared Leto because of them filming Suicide Squad right now outside her apartment.
They are filming it right outside of her apartment in Toronto Street, in Toronto on Yonge Street. I guess they're going to be filming there while we're there next week, too. So her and I said we're going to stalk him together. And but yeah, so some of the season ones are going, and a lot of the season twos, and then of course the season threes. I didn't go last year, which killed me. I had some different reasons, and so this year I said I will not do that again.
Have some fun.
Yes, absolutely. I like to, you know, strengthen some of those relationships, and I'm really excited. As you know, I get to get my time in with Risha and Johnny and Naya and some of the ones that I love. Sarah and I are going to smoke a joint together. It's going to be good.
Now, can I just say that this year my jinx is broken because I picked Sarah at the very beginning? So I just want to say
Don't say anything yet.
No, I'm saying no. My jinx of My jinx of people being first eliminated, because anytime I picked a winner, they were always first eliminated. So I just want to say that my
She's one of my two that I want to win.
Oh, me too.
So,
she's one of my two.
So let's talk about this season here. We know this.
Before we talk about
the
season, let's do a spoiler. Chloe, tell everybody, you know, and lower the volume, people. Tell everybody who's going home.
Oh,
oh Tara,
my God.
Definitely Zach. There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Please.
I mean,
please be Zach.
The three votes are going to be Ashley. We don't know which way she'll vote, honestly. She'll probably, at this point, vote to evict Zach, simply because the other two votes are Godfrey and Britt. We know they're going to vote to evict Zach. And so Ashley will probably do the easy thing and just do the vote with the house thing, and Zach's gone.
As per the whole season.
Zach's definitely gone.
Zach's gone.
Is that the spoiler?
Yeah, he's gone.
How do you know?
Because we watched the feed.
Yeah, just listening to the way they're talking on feeds. Zach knows he's gone, too.
He actually spent
quite a bit of time with Ashley last night.
Okay.
Just talking with her. Saying, you know, okay, if this scenario comes up, this is what you need to do. If that scenario comes up, just really walking her through different scenarios to get her to the end of the game.
Pouring peanut butter
into each
other's
belly
button.
That's definitely where his
vote is. I believe it.
No,
yeah.
That was jelly.
What was that? Was it jelly?
That was jelly.
I was wondering what the hell.
Yeah,
I thought it was a candle.
Or jam. No.
What were they doing with it?
So for those of you very confused by Scott's comment, when Sarah had the HOH camera today, or the house camera, whatever you want to call it, they decided, or Big Brother told them, or however it came about, that they were going to recreate famous moments in the house. And one of those moments was back first couple of weeks. I don't remember exactly when now, but they were doing weird stuff out by the hot tub, and Ashley put jelly or jam or something like that on Zach's stomach and licked it off of him. So they recreated that today, and that will be one of the pictures from the house that come out probably tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness, hysterical.
I know.
Wow,
isn't
well,
it
thank
funny?
You. I was curious about that. So it does just from the live feeds look like Zach will definitely go tomorrow night.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, I'm very grateful for that. Wow. What an amazing moment to see Brittany and Sarah come through like that. I am freaking over the moon excited. I really hope the success does not go to their head, because we are going to be besties. And it's going to be a good moment.
Who would think that Brittany and Sarah would still be there?
I was with you. I was with you. Was it Claudia, I think, or whoever said that, or Shady said that he thought Sarah would maybe be the first to go. I thought she would, too. I totally did. I thought she was going to be like a Nick.
Yes,
a
she
Nick.
Definitely endured. And, you know, the big question for tomorrow is how, you know, who's going to become HOH?
HOH, yeah.
You know, in this instant eviction, and therefore who's going to be voted out as a result.
Well, we know Godfrey will be an idiot and think that it'll be smart to throw it. And, you know, Zach won't be there. So the girls are really going to go for it, I think.
Okay. And on that note, I partially agree with you. Do you think, based on the last couple of comps that we've seen, do you think Peely really will go for it? Or do you think she'll quit and give up? and just play the poor me role?
Well, I think
really done that
now
stuff.
That Peely finally knows that that's what her name is, I really think that it's going to be an opportunity for her to, oh, my God, that girl, I can't even say enough bad things about her. I do these Global Morning Show segments here in the Maritimes, and it is ridiculously impossible to root for that girl. Here I am in Halifax, Dartmouth, right there beside us, and I can't. I cannot root for that girl or say one good thing. I suppose they needed a... It's a sin. I suppose we needed our Princess Victoria from BB16 in the U.S. But
you know, Peely is sweet and she is adorable.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's just a little clueless.
She takes up
space. Infuriates me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll try. Who can? She's quit so many competitions. Like that Power Vita this past week just killed me. Like, just you know. Somebody please just, oh, my God, I keep watching and I think, what lever do I pull to have a giant save dropped on my head right now? Like, I just can't even deal with
Why is he Coyote now?
I was just going to say, where's the Acme safe?
I know, yes. Yeah, Peely may try and go for it. I don't know. If she doesn't realize that it is now her time to move her ass, then she's just going to be a target for me during finale week. I don't know. It's going to be tricky.
She is a very sweet girl.
Yes,
but yeah,
adorable.
As
a bad casting move.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. She is just a ditz.
Yeah, bad casting
Not the fun kind of ditz. Just the clueless kind of ditz.
Mhm. Yeah. True. But I mean, Ashley's pretty. She could be going for it, too, though. She's won an HOH, and she's had some success. So it is going to be – what kind of a challenge do you think it'll be? I think it'll be like a memory or like a mental challenge.
Now, tomorrow, isn't it early de-eviction? Wasn't there something that it's a – they're preparing 2 hours early or something?
Yeah. Tomorrow the show is on at, I believe, 7.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Instead of 9. Because it's a Survivor finale.
And is it a double?
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow's a double. So there'll be Zach, and then there'll be that instant HOH nominations POV vote.
I mean, I have to think Godfrey won't throw it. I mean, this far down the road.
I'm sorry, but I got to laugh when you say Godfrey and not throwing a comp.
I don't know. I can't think. It doesn't make sense in my head. People left?
Yeah. Oh, so, it'll be real telling.
So this close to the end, let's kind of do round the room. We know who, and we don't know who's going to go in the second eviction tomorrow. So we'll just say out of the 5 that are left, we'll exclude Zach because we know he's going. So out of the 5 that are left, who of those 5 do you want to see as your final 2, and why? And Scott,
I want to see.
No, we're starting with Scott.
Okay.
Oh, come on now, darling. We have been together a long time. You know my answer to this question. I absolutely, hands down, it's got to be Brittany and Sarah all the way.
Yep.
And I mean, I just really hope they don't pull like Annetta and John from last season and like eliminate one another. I hope that they're smart and like. I don't know. I want them to both have the money, and I hope they don't do a hateful thing. Like, Netta and John both deserve the money no matter who got it. I know, you know, game-wise, you know, you're going for the 100 grand, not the second place, but this is one of those moments where, like with the Hitmen last summer, Derek and Cody, you know, that's love. That is a bromance. Like, you know, one of them is not getting it, but, you know, together we both deserve the money, some money, you know. So, Brittany and Sarah, I hope that's my answer.
All right, Cammy.
I don't want to go now.
All right, fine.
you go then.
I'm only kidding.
I'm sorry.
Go, Cammy.
Oh, you'll pick somebody to be a regular who's not such a chatty Cathy.
Okay. My final 2 are Sarah and anybody, because I don't care who's sitting next to her. I think she can beat anybody that's sitting next to her.
And I swear when she takes that $100,000 and starts to grow up, I will be her first customer.
Okay, Miss Shady.
I got to say, mine's the same as Scott's. It's Sarah and Brittany.
Nice.
Claudia?
And I'm gonna kind of meld the two, the answers we've gotten here, and I'm going to say Sarah and anybody but Brittany. Because I think the vote would be tight between Sarah and Britt. And I honestly would really like to see Sarah win it. So I think if she's up against one of the others, she's got a hands-down best shot chance.
True.
Yeah.
Very. And, you know, and obviously these people could change their mind 27,000 times. But speaking to everybody in jury on our interviews, thank you, Global TV, majority of the people are saying if Sarah makes it to the end, they have her vote. She played an awesome game. Now, you know.
Wow.
They say
that's
that.
That's so juicy what you just said. Can we have a moment of pause for that? I love that you know that answer. Congrats to you guys for getting those global interviews.
Okay.
Like, that is massive to have that info. That's like, you heard it here first. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, they would say it in the interview because when Chloe and I would interview them, right, Claude?
Mm-hmm.
We would ask them sometimes the questions were, who's your vote for?
Yep.
And
right.
Claudia, 9 out of 10.
And they would answer?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the questions we give them, you know, they have to go through production and they have to be okayed because, you know, they are jury. And, they got okayed. So the majority of them said.
Wow.
Now, like I said.
Wow.
Doesn't mean they're going to do it because, you know, once someone else comes in and someone else comes in, they tell each other everything. We don't know.
Right.
So for those of you listening that, you know, just so you can kind of get an understanding of how this works for us, on our Facebook page every week, and the post is there now, I post out there, you know, give me your questions for who you think is going to be evicted. We can't accept comments. We can't submit anything that is not known game information to that individual. And so from the questions that are submitted by our Facebook group, we pick five of those questions. We submit them to Big Brother to be vetted. We've never had a question rejected because I make sure that we're asking, you know, the questions we submit are appropriate. Like Cammie said, we'll flat out ask, you know, as things stand today, who would you vote for and why? You know, all sorts of things. So when you listen to our post-eviction interviews or you read the transcript from them, those are questions that our Facebook fans have asked.
Nice.
You know, and so then Cammie and I get on the phone on Thursday.
So cool.
With, you know, the evicted house guest or house guests. And, you know, we're allowed to ask three of those five questions.
And Willow was so great today. She wasn't today. When did we speak to Willow? Like 3 days ago?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Last week.
But Willow was just so happy to speak to someone from the outside world. I felt so bad for her.
Oh, that was so sweet of her to take 5 minutes away from her carpet munching habit there. And I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. God,
and
love
very
that little lesbian
before
in
the
making.
Very quickly before we wrap up, we will be in the backyard this year.
No
Very
way.
We are so excited.
Shut up, wow.
Brother Canada, yes, we will be in the backyard this year. Details
nice.
To follow. And our wonderful Facebook page is Get Real LOL Big Brother Canada. And if you want to find our other 20-something reality show Facebook pages, just search Get Real LOL, The Kardashians, Bravo, we're there. We cover everything.
So cool. Well done, you guys. I feel sad because I feel like this is going to be our last chat together for a while. You know, next week is finale week, and I expect Tuesday night to be an insane night for me.
Right.
Preparing. I fly out super early Wednesday morning. And anyway, so if I don't make it next Tuesday, I want to thank you guys for having me all these weeks.
We have loved having you, Scott. It's just
been
awesome.
You know, let's talk about Scott real quick, people. Scott is an alumni from Big Brother. Scott, besides being a performer and everything else he does, he took time out of his schedule, okay, to come talk to the fans. And he is an alumni.
Yay.
He's a reality star. And he's awesome. And every week he was here. And we have to, let's give him a round.
Woo! I love you guys so much. Of course. I believe in what you guys do, and you do it well. And so you'll always have my support for that. And keep doing what you guys are doing. You guys keep us all alive, and it's great.
Now, Scott, before you go, why don't you tell everybody about, like, if they can get you. Last week you released something, or something was made.
Yes, that was cool, and I shared it on your page today. Finally, a year later, Big Brother Canada has agreed to, well, at least me, I asked them, and they said yes, to have, you know, our T-shirt dreams come true. A lot of us last year wanted to do, you know, our own T-shirt, and we couldn't because of the Cafe Press agreement that was in place, and we couldn't. But, you know, a year later, you know, they're letting some of that sort of, we're allowed to kind of do certain T-shirts. There's still a couple of rules around it, but I was able to release the Contessa's sort of Big Brother Canada T-shirts. One of them is my favorite quote, Contessa's finishing school for young girls, now accepting applications. And so Willow and Pilar are getting one of those T-shirts. And the other T-shirt was, Contessa, the greatest player to never play the game. And so it was great to see those. So they're on there, and I'm basically just kind of taking a little sort of survey of, you know, however many people out there want them. The list is kind of growing, which is great, and then I give it back to the T-shirt company, and they'll make them at cost, so we'll figure out what that cost will be. But, yeah, thank you for asking. It was a great little moment last week.
I can tell you that I definitely want one. That's for sure.
Oh, yay. Well, I will add you to the list, Shady. I sure will. And we'll definitely, we'll see how it goes over the next couple of weeks.
Fine.
But I'm excited to wear them.
Have a good time in your post-show antics and frolicking and everything else.
Yes.
And say hi to Liza for us. We love her. She's always there for us.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm glad you do.
We'll
I sure will.
We love you, and also success to you.
Thank you, my darlings. You guys take care.
Bye, Scott.
Love you, Scott.
Oh,
bye,
we love
you. See you online. Love you guys.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
How awesome is he?
He is. He's adorable. I love him.
All right, people. So basically, Zach is going tomorrow. We don't know who's winning HOH. Now, are we going to be on Tuesday next week, or what's the finale schedule, Shady? Do we know this?
Finale is Wednesday, the
27th. Okay, so we'll do Tuesday. We'll do one big last show, and if anybody out there listening is also a Housewives fan, Get Real is also planning the world's biggest online pajama party for Real Housewives fans. We're going to do it OC premiere night, but we're going to be talking about everything besides, including OC, but all the other franchises as well. So it'll be June 8th at 8 p.m. You can go on our Twitter, get_real, LOL. You'll see it on there. It's a description of what we're going to do. Just hit attend. We're going to be simultaneously having this pajama party via the radio station and interacting with our Facebook group, which is Get Real LOL Bravo. There's like 12,000 people in that group. It's going to be crazy. You could take a PJ selfie to win a contest. You don't have to. Fans are going to come on the air. We're going to be talking uncensored. It's going to be crazy. So if you're a Housewives fan, don't forget to join us for that.
All right, guys.
Take us out.
I just want to say thank you for joining us here this week. Thank you to Scott for always joining us and being just a great alum and just always being here for us here at Get Real LOL TBBR. So until next week, guys, I'm Shady.
I'm Claudia.
I don't know, somebody.
She's
I'm Cammy.
So have a great night and enjoy Big Brother Canada 3.
Bye.
Big Brother is finally back.
If you like social psychology, if you enjoy entertainment, if you just like watching people be people in the weirdest place on earth.
Big Brother is just so big.
The house is bananas. The cast is incredible.
Thank you for joining the Big Brother Report. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. Brother ends on TV, we continue on. Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers. Rant about who you don't like. Tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. The Big Brother Report is the new word for all things Big Brother.
Holy shit! It's the Big Brother Report!